Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
For listening.
You're listening to the man who has received so much recognition for his work on behalf of small business that he had to get a bigger mantle for his awards and a wider door for his head.
You have reached the transmitting signal for the big giant head. All big giant circuits are busy right now. Please stay on the line.
Mr. Humble, Jim Blasingame.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thanks for staying with me, Mr. Humble, at your service, as always. Very excited about it, continuing to be with you. I'm glad you're here, and I'm glad Ed Kopp is here, too, ladies and gentlemen. Ed is a longtime member of our Brain Trust, more than four years. In fact, I think it's longer than that. I think he's been with us longer than that. He's a longtime member of our Brain Trust. He's the co-founder of BMC Associates, and he's the guy that one of the guys we turn to on a regular basis to talk to us about business ownership, especially the kind where you have family involved, especially the kind where you have partners involved. You know, that partner thing that can be so great and also so hellish, depending on who the partners are. Right, Ed?
Absolutely. By the way, Jim, I think it's that I've been a fan for 14 years.
That's what it is. It was something like that. Anyway, we're glad you're here, Ed. And being a partner is not for everyone. Even never mind whether you have a good partner, you yourself may not be partner material, right?
That's absolutely right, Jim. I've had an interesting time the last week or two hearing from people who were looking for some advice on whether to take a relationship and go over the edge and actually become partners. These are people who have figured out how to have a operating agreement between their two independent businesses.
Right.
And it worked pretty well for them, but they've got this sense that if they could just become full partners, it would unleash a whole lot more energy and a whole lot more opportunity.
Are you saying these two individuals that you've heard from recently have developed a way of doing business together, sort of like a strategic alliance? That's kind of what they have up to now?
That's right, and interestingly, more than just a couple in these last couple of weeks. And the alliances have worked very well. Otherwise, they wouldn't have been
right
looking to the question of whether to become partners or not. And got me thinking about
I want to make sure we define this so people understand the difference. A strategic alliance is where you work on a project or maybe projects, either one or ongoing projects together, and you share the exposure and the advantages. But the two entities are not joined legally, right? They each have their own equity that are separate, right?
Yeah, absolutely. It's a contractual relationship when you've got this kind of alliance where everything's been spelled out, but each of you
right
maintains your individual identity. It's going over the edge into partnership where it's a lot like, as people often point out, it's a lot like marriage. It's no longer so clearly defined.
It's a merger.
It doesn't have limits. Absolutely.
You've become joined as one, so to speak, haven't you?
That's right. And we all know that can be a blessing, and we all know it can be a curse. It depends
right
on whether you're suited and whether your partner is suited to do that kind of thing and whether you're suited for one another.
Or maybe the circumstances. I mean, look, Ed, I could see where maybe the people are fine, but maybe the advantage of the relationship is that you have a little hybrid vigor. You know, in farming, in livestock, people who raise livestock and probably probably plants too. There's a term called hybrid vigor. There's a phenomenon called hybrid vigor, where you put one species, so to speak, with another species, and when the two come together, the product is a better entity than the first two.
Yeah, well, that's when it works. In the other case, sometimes they become sterile. Yeah, they just can't reproduce anymore.
That's exactly right. So this is the issue, folks, and apparently Ed's been getting more than one call recently about this. Should I become a partner? What do I need to know? What do I need to have, whether my partner, my prospective partner, is someone I should be doing business with? Should I be doing business as a partner with anybody? And we're going to get Ed to clear that up for us after these messages. 20 Tail, I'm Jim Blasingame, right back with Ed Kopp. Stay with us.
Get away too soon.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.